Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Tump day. Sarah and Vinny full show podcast. We do it every day. We do this show and then it's available whenever you want to listen to it. Check out our full show podcast on the free Odyssey app today. That's, I'm looking in the other room there, Studio 10. And that's what they're doing in there. Are we Studio 10? We're Studio 9.
We're
right?
9.
We're 10.
Yeah, you're 10. They're in there working on the podcast right now.
They're the best. The best studio should have the cameras too. In fact, I'm going to pull mine and I'm going to put it right in front of you guys
Don't
right
be
now.
Fantastic.
I got to.
It's in a great spot. You look beautiful today in that powder blue sweater.
Thanks. The people need to see you though.
We do need more cameras.
Yeah.
The request is in.
Two more cameras at least and a guest camera. It'd be good to have a guest camera.
Oh, yeah.
Well, why can't we take this guest camera that you just pointed at and I hadn't noticed until this moment and turn it into that room?
Yeah.
It's all being worked on.
We've got this from in here, though. You guys, let's just take action now.
Yeah. Because every day now we're doing video. So people can go on our YouTube channel, right?
YouTube, Instagram.
It's all there. It's all happening. All thanks to Bob on the Waves, which is Bob's Instagram. Is that right? Do I have that?
We're going to take a picture today, all of us, for Bob's first post.
Excellent.
My inaugural post.
Oh, so this, other than stories, you haven't put a single picture up?
Nope.
All right. You want to do it out in front of the Odyssey sign in the other room there?
Yes.
Okay.
She wants to do it because she doesn't like the lighting in the studios.
Because the lighting in the studio is horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I already was like, shadow. Boy, I really got to get back to exercising daily. And then I saw that picture and went, oh, okay. I look horrible.
There's no use. I give up. I give up.
I'll take three cakes.
I'll take four. I will fight you for your three. What the hell? Who cares?
Why bother?
I look like Jabba the Hutt in here. Anyway, we have a full show podcast you can listen to. This is what it sounds like. Hi. Okay, let's start with possibly the only connection between Steely Dan, Weird Al, and Hulk Hogan. So I see that as a headline. I'm like, what now? Guitarist Rick Derringer died Monday at the age of 77. Mm-hmm. And listen, people are like, who's Rick Derringer? Well, first of all, rock and roll.
Nature. Whoops. Ups,
oh, that's
ups.
Ryan Reynolds. I won. So good. Like, that was a hit. And it was a spanking guitar thing. So then I'm like, oh, that's too bad. The guy who did that song died. That's right. The only song I know by him. So he was also a member of the McCoys, which I'm probably the only one in this room who remembers. Hang on, Sloopy.
I don't know the McCoys. I know this song, but if you said, who did this song? I would say.
This was a number one hit in 1965. Hang on, Sloopy. It was one of the singles in my dad's Box O singles. Mm. And you'd put the little thing in the middle of the 45 and you'd put it on the spindle on your record player, kids. So, and then, so that was 1965. Then in 1973, he had the rock and roll Hoochie Coo thing. Over the years, he did tons of session work. Steely Dan, Todd Rundgren, Kiss, Barbara Streisand. He also produced for Cyndi Lauper, who had some mega hits. He played the solo on Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart.
That's the solo. It's not much there.
It actually sounds like keyboard, doesn't it?
That is keyboard.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he can play keys too then.
Unless it's all of a sudden going to break into some guitar stuff.
No. I went through the whole song this morning.
All right. Rick won a Grammy for producing Weird Al Yankovic's debut album, Eat It. And he played the guitar solo on the title track. Have a banana, have a whole bunch. It doesn't matter what you have for lunch. Just eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it. Eat it, eat it, eat it. Eddie Van Halen, as in Beat It. Mm-hmm. Eddie did the solo in that.
I love that story so much.
Yeah. then he played the guitar solo on that, and then he went on to produce Weird Al's next six albums. So he was massive producer.
Okay.
In 1985, he produced the wrestling album for the WWE, which was the WWF at the time. And he also wrote and performed the track Real American, which Hogan uses as his theme song.
You're talking about Rick Derringer.
That's right.
Okay.
Rick Derringer, producer, musician.
Passed away. Went to heaven.
He died on Monday at the age of 77. And to say that this guy did just about everything in his career would be a bit of an understatement. I had no idea. I was like, oh yeah, the Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo guy. And then I started reading and went, He has that is a wide variety of different musicians on one guy's resume.
I like it though. Yeah. I think that there are, you know, we grow up, especially when you're young and you're identified by the music you listen to. So in my case, I listened to punk rock. And for a while there, punk rock and heavy metal guys, not friends. Like, totally different genres. And as you grow up and you go, oh, I do like that reggae, or I do like this, or I do like... But music is like that's running through all the different genres of it. And there's no reason that you should have to... Choose, if you wear a cowboy hat and you can't also listen to rock and roll, or vice versa. And I do think we're seeing that kind of come to be. Like the fact that Post Malone won the country award. I mean, I could see country stars being pissed, but I also think that you can enjoy other genres of music. And if you love music, you might love all the music.
Right. Oh, so, is that music? I'll listen to that.
Yeah, I mean,
Rick Derringer, he passed away Monday at the age of 77, and they're not giving a cause of death, which makes me think, you know, he died of the late 70s.
Our own Jane is a good example of that, who looks like she only listens to Bauhaus and The Cure. Mm. You see her, you're like, well, she's a goth. She only listens to, you know, death music. Mm. She's a Swiftie.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Like the biggest.
She loves the pop stars.
Yeah, she is also into all kinds of music.
Uh-huh.
The Billboard Hot 100 for a long time has been locked up by Kendrick. Things have changed. We have some movement here, people. First of all, I want to start by saying congratulations, Teddy Swims. Lose Control has now broken the record for how many weeks it's been on the Billboard Hot 100. It actually surpasses the run of Glass Animals' Heat Waves.
God, I love them.
They did 91 weeks straight on the Billboard Hot 100, and Teddy Swims just made it to 92 weeks. And I want to say it's in like maybe 12th or 13th. Hold on, I can look at today's chart. It's been in the top 10 for most of that. And right now it is number 11, which means it has many, many, many more weeks.
Well, go Teddy.
It's a former number one hit, so congratulations, breaking the record, Teddy Swims. Morgan Wallen has just charted a record-breaking 37 songs on the Billboard Hot 100 simultaneously. His new album, I'm the Problem, pushes him past the songs, let's see, breaking 37 songs on Billboard Hot 100. His new record is also is the number one selling record this week on the Billboard 200, 493,000 equivalent album sales. That's the problem here is there are probably other people who are actually selling physical units and moving X amount of units. And you know, the streaming that we all listened to today was the radio, you guys. That was how, you know, you weren't getting counts. You weren't getting sales based on listening on the radio. God's sake. So Morgan Wallen is having a week. Listen to this. This is the Billboard Hot 100, which for the last, I want to say it's maybe 13 weeks. It was Kendrick Lamar and SZA. And that one has fallen to fifth place, which is its first time out of number one in quite a while. Number one this week is What I Want. It's a brand new song from Morgan Wallen featuring Tate McRae, it's number one. Morgan Wallen, Just In Case, number two. Morgan Wallen, I'm the Problem, is number three. That's actually been on the charts for a long time. Ordinary, that's the Alex Warren song. You've heard that here. That's number four. Then Luther, the Kendrick Lamar. That could pop back up. I think the count that we're doing for the Kendrick Lamar song is a non-sequential weeks at number one. then Die With a Smile, then another Morgan Wallen song called I Got Better, Superman, Morgan Wallen, a bar song, Shaboozy, Tipsy. That's number 9. Another Morgan Wallen song at number 10. Oh, there's the Dochi Anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
That's at number 13. Benson Boone's at number 14. Another Morgan Wallen. Oh, this is a Morgan Wallen and Post Malone song called I Ain't Coming Back, and that's 15. Another Morgan Wallen song at 19. I mean, another one at 20. So there are 37 songs in the Billboard Hot 100 right now, which is record-breaking. And it's because of streaming, because people say, play Morgan Wallen for me, or play whatever artist they like, and then all the songs get cycled through. So there you go. It debuted at number, his song with Tate McRae called What I Want debuted at number 1. And it's so funny, they say here, he's top of the country world, and this time it's not because of a court date. Arr. His new album debuted at number 1 on the Billboard 200. And his that song is also, so he's number 1 on both of those charts. And those are all genre charts. Those are not just country music charts. He also dominated streaming. I'm the Problem, the whole record, has had over 460 million streams already. For reference, there are about 340 million people in America. So people are streaming that. And they're streaming it a lot.
Such a weird thing to see. I realize now we're over it, but from the 50s through the 90s, the music business was one way. And we all knew the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And since Napster and computers breaking music into pieces and the whole, mm-hmm. it's free. Why? Pay for it.
Why would I pay for that?
This isn't a thing.
Get it for free. It's just a file.
It's just stuff that you can have on the internet for free. And now we're in this weird like stream. And I hope that it shakes out in a way that at some point the record industry figures it out. I don't know that they have or will, but I hope.
Well, artists need to get paid or artists will stop making music.
Right.
I mean, people need to eat. I need food. I'm going to do something that will get me the money.
Unless your mom can sponsor you. Right. And in that case, well, good for you.
Yep.
Way to go, kid.
Enjoy yourself. Metallica is in the news today for saving a family from a grisly death. Saying that someone's music saved you I was saved by. That's a kind of a cliche. This, not that.
Oh.
Kristen McKee, her husband, and their 14-year-old daughter, Madeline, were scheduled to attend a Metallica show in Blacksburg, Bad Virginia on May 7th, just a couple
stupid
weeks ago.
Bad Virginia.
You know. Except, you know, Metallica's there. So the night before, they're all going to go to this concert. They're all excited about the night before. Kristen and her husband are like, let's turn in early. You know, we got a long day tomorrow. We want to be like rested for the Metallica show. We're all excited about it. And they say that they went to bed hours before their normal time. Normally, they would have been up for a few more hours watching some TV, but they were like, no, let's do it, you guys. Let's get some sleep. We're going to be primed and ready.
We're going to bang our heads off tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So we need to rest our heads today. And so since they were in bed, the truck that crashed through their house directly into their living room didn't get them.
Metallica, your heroes!
Kristen says, I thank God every day and Metallica for saving us because that's exactly what it did. They didn't make the show, obviously, because they had a crashed into house to deal with. Although to me, I'm like, you do what you can to deal with that. And then you go to the show, right? Those guys saved you. But Madeline wrote the band a letter thanking them for saving her parents. And now it's gone. Everybody knows about it.
Thanks, bros.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Thanks, bros.
I had a listener one time that told me I saved his life because I was DJing and I was at a classic rock station and Foghat's Slow Ride came on. And I guess I said something like, whatever you're doing right now, just slow it down. And he was driving and he slowed down and like right before in the right next, a whole herd of deer came out. Like he's like, I would have hit that herd of deer if you hadn't said that on the radio. And so I saved his life.
Wow. From deer.
I mean, they're real. It's a real thing where I live.
Oh, no. I understand that deer are real. That's really funny.
Slow it down, everybody, with some Slow Ride on. What's the station?
Yeah. 100.1 CLGFM rocks.
Oh, CLGFM rocks.
WCLG.
WCLG, yeah.
Eastern. How old were you?
Mississippi.
Let's see. Probably 1920.
All right. Yeah. That's a fun one. Look at you.
And Matt McHugh. Matt, that was my air name.
Matt McHugh or Matty McHugh?
Matt McHugh.
Matt McHugh.
Matt McHugh.
Matt McHugh. How do you do?
No.
That was your thing?
Yeah. I stole it from Kurt McEwen at DC 101 because he'd say, Kurt McEwen, how you doing? Which sounds much better
McEwen, how you doing?
Yeah.
Matty McHugh.
Yeah. How you do?
How you do?
How you do?
Yeah.
That's adorable. You're adorable. Everybody's got their little
You know what? When you, for the record, when you start in radio, you almost can't help but be kooky.
Yep.
It's like so hard to break past that and just be yourself. I learned in San Diego, and my friends would call up and go, what the F was that? And I'd be like, please stop. You're really making it hard to do this. Stop calling here. And I eventually just started putting them on because there was no way I could keep hearing that. Mm. But it takes a minute. You have this, there's like this weird.
Well, you have this expectation that it's, you know.
I have to say stuff a certain way, don't I?
Do you remember the Happy Days episode where Richie the C was
I do now,
radio,
yes.
And then I want to say like Wolfman Jack was in it and he's like, ah, you got to loosen it up, man. And then there's, you know, Richie the C playing spinning the platters of matter. Your dinner spinner.
It takes a minute, right?
Yeah, takes no. I listen to, I have some old air checks and I listen back. I've listened to them when I turn 50.
You still have your air checks from there?
Yeah.
Do you have a tape recorder you can actually play those on?
I had someone digitize them at the university.
Yeah. Oh, look at you go.
I've got them somewhere.
Smart. I got
super
nothing.
Smart. Mm-mm.
I threw it all away.
Well, even if I did have it, I don't have a tape recorder player.
Well, we could find that.
It's so bad to listen back to. Just how cheesy. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Plus, you sound so young. Like, my grandmother was like the only one in our family who could hear my first radio station, which was WSAR in Fall River. And she made little recordings for me. Even though I was doing air checks and stuff, she was recording. She'd have the whole song would be on there and everything. And she gave them to me years later. And I just sound like this little kid. Like, it's, hey, thanks for listening to WSAR.
Well, I had a guy tell me at that station, WCLG, he's like, you're real good. You're smart. You'll probably end up in programming because you just don't have a voice for a bigger market. I did call him when I got to New York and let him know.
Just so you know.
Just so you know.
Yeah. CLG is an unfortunate name. That sounds like a clog.
Never thought of it.
Yeah. Matty McHugh, how you do?
How you do? That's it. No, just Matt McHugh. Hey, Matt McHugh.
Oh, Matt McHugh. Start to
get
how
the
you
let
do?
Out.
Yeah.
Get the let out with Matt McHugh. Yeah.
Mm.
And I also did a show called The Cutting Edge.
Oh.
Yeah, that was like where I got
that. Sounds like a cool station, actually.
Debut Sublime and all those kind of bands too. West Virginia.
All right. I'm totally out of time. What's coming up in the news here?
The average American.
Oh.
Dot, dot, dot.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at
97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, good vibes and variety. Listen live, win contests, and get our show's full podcast. That's all going down at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Pick Your Day at Outside Lands.
Oh.
All this week, listen at 805, 1205, 305, 405, 505, and 605 for the code word. Text that to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to win a pair of one-day Pick Your Day tickets to Outside Lands.
Which day will you choose?
Starring Doja Cat on Friday, Gracie Abrams on Saturday, and Hozier on Sunday, and more. Yeah, it's a huge bill each day.
And a lot of walking.
Yeah.
There's a lot of places you can see bands are in there.
Goes August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet Entertainment. Pick Your Day at Outside Lands, coming up on Alice.
Sweet.
It is sweet. Very.
We have so many tickets, single day tickets.
Weather-wise, we still have overcast conditions and highs in the 70s today, but we are heating up. By Friday, it'll be hot.
Okay.
Roberta Gonzalez says inland will be in triple digits.
Oh, boy. So we are looking at a heat wave, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to get there. My app's not saying that, but Roberta, come on.
Roberta's always right.
She's always right. That's true. For years and years, she's been right.
Yep. She's great.
Agreed.
So, anyway, there's that. Let's see. Oh, don't forget, coastal flooding advisory has been issued for much of the San Francisco Bay Area shoreline as big high tides and also really low tides, but extreme changes are coming, and that can cause flooding. And so, you know who you are.
You people.
Mill Valley.
Yeah, we have whole intersections that are whole exits off the highway you can't use.
It's wet down there. That's where comes from.
It is wet down there.
Right. let's see here. The National Spelling Bee started yesterday, and there are three Bay Area contestants.
Oh, really?
Yes. So I hope I'm getting these names right. Aaron Lee, A-R-E-N. Aaron?
Sure, Aaron.
13, an eighth grader at King's Academy in Sunnyvale. He competed last year and finished 60th.
Oh, wow.
Aiden Meng, 12, a sixth grader at Orinda Intermediate. And Rithvi Balaji, 12, a seventh grader at Stratford School in Pleasanton, all competing in the National Spelling Bee.
Congrats on making it that far. And that one kid made it to 60th
place.
That's incredible.
After their first two rounds, all three have avoided elimination.
Nice.
So go, kids, go. Looks like Aaron spelled Ginglamus.
Ginglamus.
Aiden spelled Draje.
Draje. How do you spell Draje?
D-R-A-G-E-E.
Oh.
I had to look up the pronunciation.
Draje.
Yeah. Rithvi spelled edamame.
Oh.
Is that too easy?
Yes.
You think so?
I do.
Spell it.
E-D-A-M-A-M-E.
Yeah, you got it. All right.
Well, I order it off of menus in Japanese restaurants like weekly.
Well, if you were 12, did you ever have edamame when you were 12?
I didn't, but my kids definitely did, and anybody who lives in California definitely did.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
My kids eat that.
Right, I was going to say.
They eat it a lot. In fact, we have found a home version so they can eat it as a snack.
Yeah. Do you buy the ones without the shell, without the outer shell?
Nope.
Yeah. I like the full shell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the salty part, too. Like, you add the salt in when you're cooking it up, and then you're like, all salty and good. Yum, yum.
The average American.
Yes. Tell me everything.
How are you doing?
I'm average.
No, but how are you doing?
Fine.
How do you feel today?
Good.
Like, great?
Nope.
Best you've ever felt?
No.
100?
No.
Oh. How do you feel today, Bob? 100?
Pretty close.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
No,
she's
no.
She's so young.
Like little niggling injuries, no little things that are like, well, if I really dig down deep, my butt is itchy. Or my wrist, I did have that, like, you know, the carpal's coming back.
No, I feel pretty good. I mean, I wish I was a little skinnier.
Oh. Well,
but
don't
that's
we all?
Every day, so.
We all wish that.
Enjoy not having a camera on you. That's coming
for
you, though.
Yeah, you're getting a camera soon.
Well, I think I'm skinny enough for a camera. Not that anyone who's not skinny can't be on camera, obviously.
Well, I'd really camera, like to not be on camera. Wait, oh. I don't even know what just happened.
She nothing. Just
I was already in. It's okay. I've good. Already admitted. But thank you for confirming and cementing.
You're so she was just beautiful. Kidding.
Oh, get out of here.
To me.
If you ask someone, how are you? Chances are they'll say, good, fine, not bad, all good, whatever.
Yeah.
Then they'll flip it back to you and you'll say something similar. Because that's what we do.
Yeah.
We're not here to tell a story.
Sometimes we are, though. Sometimes you ask the wrong person, how are you? And they tell you.
According to a new report, the average American only feels fully healthy 19 days in a typical month. Oh. That's about 63% of the time.
There's nothing bothering them 63% of the time. I think that's great.
So in a typical week, you'll feel fully healthy for about 4 days and less healthy for three.
Mm. And is that just, you know, bloating or?
Could be anything. They say fatigue, mood changes, digestive issues, headaches.
Mm. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Like you get a lot of headaches. I don't get headaches like that. Not even close.
I think it's a lot of it is food. I eat a lot of almonds and I definitely get headaches when I eat those. So I must be trading it off.
You know them to be associated with your almonds.
Sometimes I won't get a headache after I've eaten a handful of almonds, but.
So you roll the dice every time.
I do.
Why don't you just not eat almonds?
I don't know, because I still get headaches from stuff. So maybe it isn't them. But sometimes it does feel like it's them. Flip but John buys these ones that have like this chocolate coating on them, and they're so good.
Oh, so you need those?
I do need them. Okay. Yeah. I have like 5 a day.
I know we all do this, and it's not specific to someone who used to work on the show, but maca. Okay. Well, what I'm saying is maca, that's my kid's grandma. She just had diverticulitis, and it's a thing. And we used to have a producer, Yuzette.
Had it really bad.
And she had that, and it cropped up in her life. And then they finally said, this is what you have. Stop eating. And she would stop. And then she'd go, but I really want strawberries, or I really want a salad.
It was right. It was and like these a were the seed thing. Like,
and she would have it, and then she'd be like, "Oh, I'm sick." Oh. And it was like,
I know.
You know not to, but you do anyway.
And you do it anyway.
And there's the almonds, and there's probably lots of stuff.
I'm sure there were times when she would eat the strawberries, and she'd be fine, which is what led to more eating of strawberries. And then you go like, "Well, I roll the dice. Is it worth it? I really do want the strawberries. Sometimes I do get this other thing." Now I'll take a chance. I'm not going to get it right now. I'll pay for it later.
Anyway, the average American only feels fully healthy 19 days a month.
Mm.
So we're all in this together is I think the point. And if you're feeling that 100% of the time.
Count your blessings.
Enjoy that because age is coming for you 5-year-olds.
Oh my God.
You know.
It'll get you.
Even the old, let me reach down and,
My back just seized up. Or you stand up after sitting down for 5 minutes. You're like, oh, my feet are bothering. Oh, what's going on here?
An Alaska Airlines crew helped out a couple flying to their wedding. The flight attendants went up the aisle and asked people to write down their best marriage advice for this couple as they head into married life. And everybody on the flight wrote down some stuff. I thought.
Do they have some examples of it?
They say here, be quick to forgive and to say I'm sorry.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You got good. You have a 31-year-long marriage. Or is it 32
Coming
now?
Coming up on 32 years. Incredible. Who'd ever thunk it? I figured I'd definitely ditched that guy by now.
Tell me and Bob some marriage advice that you'd like to offer up.
Laugh as much as you possibly can. And allow yourself to be really goofy. Like that's...
Is nitrous part of the secret or no?
Sure. Nitrous helped us a lot. Yeah. We would laugh and write songs about it. I don't know. We just... He cracks me up every single day. And he's totally willing to be an absolute goofball. And that makes me one too. I'm a doof at home.
You got it?
Got it.
All right.
Well, you've been married 10 years. No, 5 years?
Not even close to 10
yet. Yeah, but you've been with her
forever. We've been together 16.
So what do you think? Have kids, they force you to stay together? Is that the...
No, that's not what I was going to say. It's definitely kids put a strain on the best relationships. There's no question. Mm. So just know that going into kids.
Yeah.
I do think having fun together, if you don't have fun together...
That's a point.
Like Christina and I used to come into the city and just roam around like all day. And then we'd have a nice meal and go home. And like that was fun for us. So certainly
exploring and laughing and discovering things.
Yeah. And then I think you should also have similar likes. Not that you have to do everything together, but if you both like to exercise, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, sort of similar lifestyles. Like when we don't get to exercise, we miss it. Right. We're not people who feel like we should be forced into it. We feel like we like it.
But if you
want
both
to do
like
that
it,
more.
Then you make an accommodation for someone. Like, I know you need to go run.
Yes.
Let me take you. Go.
We're living that
and then
today.
You come back and you switch me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We do that. I go surfing. She goes running. Yep. Right. What? You got some advice for her?
No. Well, I would say be best friends. And if you can't hang out on the couch together and just enjoy some TV together, it's not going to work.
Oh, I hear the music.
But I was really saying that we were running out of time.
Oh.
I think he just threw your whole like...
I was about to be a hero and then he just took it all away.
No, be a hero. We'll do some texts.
We should do some texts because Sarah wants me to hurry. Hey, actually, let me mention this real quick.
Yeah.
Lily's Legacy in Petaluma, they are an adult dog rescue.
Wait, large dog too,
large
right?
dogs. And they are filled up right now.
Oh.
So I only know this because I follow them on Instagram. They're called Lily's Legacy in Petaluma. And if you are someone who's considering rescuing a dog, they're filled and need someone to come and get some dogs.
Go just look at the pictures of the dogs and then you'll be all set and you'll have a new doggy friend in your life.
Lily's Legacy in Petaluma. I realize there's lots of them. This is just one that I know and follow and... They've been rescuing to the point that they're filled. So maybe you can get out there and if you're in the market.
Be great for your life. I can attest to that.
Well, you just recently adopted Fred.
A very large dog.
And a good boy.
He's a good boy.
Who's a good boy?
Go ahead.
Okay, yay. Here we go. we start this round of How Old's That Guy with... Maddie in first place. He has 2 points. He got one for, I think, for Bill Belichick's net worth and one for Wolverine's net worth. Right?
Were those
both the things? Okay. So 2 points, guys. You know, you got to come back from this. How old is Carrie Mulligan? She's married to the guy from Mumford and Sons. She's one of the Mumfords.
Oh, now I know who it is.
Do you?
Isn't that weird? I needed you to say her.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Oh, she's been in a ton of movies.
No, she was in that horrible movie with Casey Affleck, wasn't she?
Oh, yes.
Is that the one with the fire?
Yes.
She's in that, right?
The hell is that one called? Yeah, she is. She's the wife. And all the
415 says, best marriage advice I'd wish I'd gotten. Don't.
Oh. Don't say that.
Come
that's
on.
Not. If that's,
never say
I
that.
I could not disagree more strongly. You just married the wrong person. Okay, Carrie Mulligan. And Maddie, you have all the points. You got to go first.
Were you thinking of the movie Manchester by the Sea?
By the Sea. Oh. That's the one. Man, dark.
Oh.
So freaking good, but man, you're going to cry your eyes out from the beginning. So sad.
I have no idea how old she is. I'm going to say 38.
38.
Oh, I was going to say 50.
Okay, 50.
I have no idea.
39.
She's 40.
Ah.
40 years old. That's a point for Vincenzo.
Vincenzo.
Vincenzo. How old is Rudy Giuliani? Let's go with Rudy Giuliani, and that's you,
Bob. What?
How old's Rudy Giuliani?
And that is...
He's New York's mayor when 9/11 happened.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
At one time,
he was a hero.
He was considered a good candidate for president. And then he just wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's Rudy.
68.
All right. What do you think, Ben?
I'm going to say 78.
What do you think, Maddie?
77.
He is 81. That's another point for you,
Manny.
Oh, my
gosh.
We're now tied. We're tied 2-2.
I don't like this.
2-2. Oh, you poor thing. All right. Next up is, let's go with Elizabeth Hasselbeck. She went from Survivor to The View to Fox News. And she left to spend more time with
her family. Oh, she's still on there? On Fox News?
No, she's done. She's spent time with her family now. How old is Elizabeth Hasselbeck? And Bob, you have to go first.
55.
What do you think, Vinny?
45.
45. And what do you think, Maddie?
46.
She's 48. That's a point for Maddie.
Woo woo!
Maddie's in the lead right now. 3. Vinny has 2. Bob has 0.
Michelle Williams is in Manchester by the Sea, not Carrie Vinn.
You're right.
Jorge.
They're right.
In Newark.
Yep. Yep.
Well, then I don't know who she is, but I still get the point.
You did. You did get the point, so.
Sheesh.
How old is Michael Oher? O-H-E-R. He is the guy whose life inspired The Blind Side.
Uh-huh.
He was a real-life offensive tackle. Michael Oher. Oher. And I think that Maddie has to go first on this one.
Okay.
I can't remember. I lost track of who had to go first, you guys. Sorry.
I'm going to say he's 33.
33. What do you think, Bob?
40.
All right, and what do you think, Vinny?
39.
He's exactly 39.
Yeah!
Oh, no! Oh, wow!
And by a score of 4-3-0, Vinny is our hero.
Ah, Vinny.
El campeón del pueblo.
Oh, he's doing the shaking the fists over the shoulders.
Great win, Vincenzo.
That's a championship.
Thanks, everyone.
Yeah,
that was a good comeback.
Can I make the game tomorrow?
You can.
Sweet.
All right. Goodbye!
I feel like she has like an evil underbelly going on there. She looked at me like this. Can I make the game tomorrow?
Is there going to be more fat guy jokes? Is that what we're up for?
Oh, my God.
Great.
How fat is that guy? There we
okay.
go.
Goodbye! Coming up next, Mason.
Great.
And Jane following her. Pick your ticket, Outside Lands. Keep it here all day, and we'll see you back here on Thursday.
Thank you!
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.